Welcome to Mayla Green's How to Use Sex Toys podcast. In today's episode, we'll talk about butt plugs for beginners. Have you thought about trying a butt plug but didn't know which one is best? Today I'll talk about the different types, their shapes and features, and how to pick the best one for first-timers. So come along, let's explore a new side of sexual pleasure with anal play. So when you're looking at a list of butt plugs for sale online, you'll see several different shapes. They don't feel the same. They're all a little bit different. For beginners, I would always suggest something thin. That seems like the obvious choice. But there's a few features that are important to make sure that it's going to stay in. If you pick something completely straight without a thin stem, chances are it's going to fall out. The sphincter will always try to push it out, and you might have to have a holding hand to keep it in. So if that's the case, pick something with a very narrow stem just in front of the base, and that way the sphincter can wrap around it and it'll prevent it from falling out. As for the base, the important thing to look for is something that is flat to prevent the butt plug from going in completely. Pretty much every butt plug you'll find has a base. It does a couple things. Number one, it helps to keep it in place. So if you insert the plug all the way, what you can do is just prop the base in between your butt cheeks. Let the skin sort of close around it, and it will stay in place. The other thing it does is it prevents it from going in too far and getting lost inside the rectum, which is never a good thing, so make sure that any butt plug you buy has a base to make sure it stays there and doesn't go in too far. Now, as for the body shapes, there's a few different styles. There's flared, that looks sort of like a spade, so the neck is really thin and then the body gets really wide. And then the other is sort of a teardrop shape. It's more gradual, it's not as sudden. These will feel different. The teardrop shape is more smooth and gentle, whereas the spade shape is more sudden. The spade shape will place more pressure right inside the sphincter, so it stimulates the nerve endings better. It might not be as comfortable to wear, but the extra pressure will enhance the pleasure of your orgasms quite a bit. Whereas if you're not too keen about the uncomfortable feature, select something more sleek like the teardrop shape so you don't have that sudden poke of pressure. Next, we'll talk about who benefits from the butt plug. Well, men and women equally. So for men, the prostate gland, which is only located about 2 or 3 inches inside the anus facing the front, so the belly button, if you have a butt plug that has a little bit of a curve or something that flares right in that area, it will massage the prostate while you wear it. For women, wearing a butt plug during sex does is it pushes the penis towards the front and it encourages G-spot stimulation during penetrative sex. So it's a great way to increase pleasure. For men and women both, you don't have to just wear a butt plug during sex. You can wear it during masturbation. Some people enjoy wearing them all day. So in public, if you want to do this, the best way to do it is make sure that you pick one with a really curved base. That way you can prop it between your butt cheeks and it's not going to be visible in your pants. No one will know that you're wearing a butt plug. A lot of people like wearing them all day. The stimulation is really pleasurable. It's not something I would necessarily recommend for a beginner, but if you really enjoy the feeling of the stimulation back there, it's something that you could always do. I suggest, however, your first time butt plug, you should wear it during sex. You'll notice that even though it's not that big, doesn't fill up that much space back there, the constant pressure is going to make a huge improvement to how enjoyable sex feels. So anal play has a dirty image, but we're seeing these days a lot of really pretty and cute butt plugs that are making it more appealing for women. So jewel butt plugs, diamond butt plugs are extremely popular. Basically all it is it has a gem in the base so that way when your lover sees your backside, you got a little glimmering gem sparkling back there. It can be a heart shape or circular. It's just a really fun way to sort of glam up anal play. Check out the jewel butt plugs category. We got a whole bunch of really cute ones in there and it just makes anal play a little bit more feminine and fun. The other type of fun plug you'll find is a tail butt plug. These are usually a little pom-pom bunny tail or a cat tail. Something playful, gets a little bit of more raw animalistic instinct to your play. And something also that is pretty popular. So check out that category as well. We also have vibrating butt plugs. Those are really good too, but the only thing I find is when it comes to a true beginner, they're a little bit wider than what you might want to put into the butt for the first time. And the reason is because there's a motor there, and it's going to be a little bit thicker just because there's usually a vibrating bullet sitting in the base. I would recommend trying a non-vibrating one first and then go to a vibrating one after, just it's sort of like a nice little size increase. Speaking of vibration, it will greatly impact how pleasurable the whole thing feels because the vibrator is usually right around the anal sphincter, and tinkling in that area is right where the most sensitive nerve endings lie, and it's going to have a huge impact to how good it feels. So start with a regular one. I would highly recommend doing a vibrating one as your second butt plug. So now I'll cover a few steps about how to insert it for the first time. Most important is you want to have anal lube. So anal lube is similar to regular sex lube. It could be water-based, silicone-based, hybrid. The main difference is that it's a little bit more viscous, so it's a thicker formula. Think of it sort of like a gel. And what this does is it's less runny, and it's easier to actually get inside the sphincter without making a mess all over your butt or your sheets. So a few ways that you can use it is to put a little drop around your finger and rim the anus and then push it in a little bit. That way you want to lubricate just the interior. That way when you put the butt plug in, it's a little bit more comfortable. You'll also want to add lube to the plug, especially around the tip and a little bit about around the body. You don't need to do too much because when you put it into the sphincter, it's sort of a squeegee effect. It'll sort of push a little bit of it out. So you want to make sure that you get it inside the anus more than outside. There's a handy little product called a lube shooter that is really useful. So it's a very thin tube that you draw lubricant into by pulling a plunger back. You insert it into the sphincter and then you press the plunger and it applies lube directly inside the anus. It's very important to thoroughly lubricate inside the butt because unlike the vagina, it doesn't lubricate itself. And using it dry, it could easily stress or tear tissues inside there, and it's something you definitely don't want to do, so make sure that you use lube. There's some people that like to use desensitizing lube, and there's some people who are very against it. I think that it shouldn't be used in huge quantities. It's something that it could encourage tearing. You don't want the area to be desensitized. So if you feel pain or pressure, that's your body telling you to stop. You can cause injury, can cause tearing. So it's something that I wouldn't really recommend using. It is there because some people do like it, so it's your choice if you want to use it or not. I suggest just using regular lubricant, picking a very small butt plug, and then you don't have to worry about discomfort or tearing. You can let the body do what it does naturally and get used to the sensation of the stretch of a butt plug. Now let's talk a little bit about cleaning your anal toys. It's very important to remove all that fecal matter, and you don't want the bacteria to spread, especially to your other toys in your collection, so I recommend storing your butt plug separately from everything else. Use an antibacterial sex toy cleaner or antibacterial hand soap is a good option. Something antibacterial is definitely recommended for butt toys in general. You want to make sure that you spray it on, give it a good lather, rinse it, and let the toy air dry before storing it. You don't want it to go away moist because you could have mold or bacteria or something grow on it. Also, make sure that each toy is wrapped individually in a face cloth, or the best way to store it is just to put it back in the container it came in and then return it to your drawer. So what is a good size for a beginner's butt plug? Anything less than an inch is considered a good size. So less than an inch across, so from side to side. We'll have a few tiny little narrow probes and toys that are about a half an inch at the tip, and that's a really good introduction. You don't want it to be too thin because it'll be floppy, it'll be hard to insert into the anus. So if you look for something between about a half an inch to 1 inch in diameter, that's right about a good size. As for length, that varies, and that is totally an opinion of personal preference. Some are really short, some are really long. It depends on if you enjoy things going really deep into the rectum. That's where the anal dildo is a really popular sex toy. It goes pretty deep, but that doesn't necessarily have to be wide. So if you want something to kind of snake in there really far, you can look for some plugs and dildos that are anywhere between about 4 to 5 inches in length. If you want to keep it shallow and just have a good little introduction, look for something that's about 2 or 3 inches insertable, which is usually the typical size of a good beginner plug anyway. Well, I hope I've given you some good information, so you can go and check out the butt plugs online at theadulttoyshop.com. Find something new, check out what there is, look at the different shapes. As always, if you have any questions, just fill out the Ask a Question form on each product page, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. We'll answer the questions, help you find the perfect butt plug for beginners, for men, women, vibrating, non-vibrating, all sorts of fun features and shapes and sizes. There's lots to have a look at, so we look forward to serving you soon. Come visit us online at theadulttoyshop.com. And thank you so much for listening today on Mela Green's How to Use Sex Toys podcast, and we'll see you on the next one.